Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Heidi is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino, Wednesdays, and LSU obviously in the news. Big win over Florida, and then the news about Coach O not returning after this season is completed. Blake, your thoughts here. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, Bill, I think that there's just, first off, good morning. I think that there's just a big exhale from fans, boosters, administrators, that this is finally over. Look, for over the last two and a half months, this has been nothing but a nightmare, a PR nightmare, on things that Ed Orgeron has done. I know that it has been very well documented, and I think that at this point, fans are wanting to get over it, move forward, and Bill, the entire cloud was lifted off of LSU and its athletes this past Saturday night, or this past Saturday, not night, this past a Florida team that no one gave them a chance to do so. Look, we've talked about on my show, and Bill, I know I've mentioned it here with you, LSU has the talent. They had a suspect coaching staff. When you go out and rush for over 330 yards against any team, it shows how you do have talent, and especially along the offensive line that's had a lot of people be critical about it. And so now with this cloud lifted off of the coaches, the staff, the AD's office, I think that a lot of people are just ready to move forward. But Bill, it doesn't stop what actually happened behind the scenes, and a lot of that has been very well documented. And so look, Bill, I was listening to you earlier about, you know, people have been asking me, you know, outside of LSU and people that aren't fans of LSU, why wasn't Ed Orgeron fired with cause? Jeremy Pruitt is showing you why that's not happening. Because when you start fighting with people's money, things can start getting nasty. And so I think that Orgeron and Scott Woodward came to an agreement, and they're moving forward. And he'll coach the rest of the season. And Bill, if LSU, God forbid, makes a bowl game, he'll coach that, and then LSU will move on with their next head coach.
Blake Ruffino with us. And it almost looks like, Blake, that Coach O is also relieved here.
No doubt. And look, he doesn't respond to crisis well, to any kind of crises. He doesn't respond to it well. He starts making inappropriate jokes. He starts doing things in public. Again, you know, things in public that probably aren't good. And you can tell he coached loose. Bill, it was really 2019 on the way that he coached. You know, when the offense, you know, it was very well, I guess, and I kind of reported this a little, and we asked Orgeron about the fourth down play call against Florida, and Jake Pete's radios down, the offensive coordinator radios down to Orgeron and asking what he wants him to run, Well, but that's very, very telling, okay, because that tells me that he was having to go to Orgeron, ask him what he thinks he should run, and then they run a play, versus Orgeron then coming over the headset this past Saturday and say, look, big guy, run what you want to run. LSU scores and ices the game. I mean, I know that Florida could have come down and scored there at the end, but had a huge fourth down touchdown to Jarae Jenkins on a really good designed play. And so I think they just all started coaching loose. I still want them to coach a little bit looser defensively. But, Bill, I think LSU fans owe Bo Pelini a very big apology because the defensive scheme hasn't changed. I've been beating that head, you know, beating that all this year. And so a lot of this falls on Orgeron, but he definitely, certainly 100% is relieved that this is out and over with.
He says he's not coaching next year. Do you believe that?
Got 17 million reasons not to. I don't know. You know, there was, you know, it's Jimmy Sexton season, as we all are aware. You know, as soon as April 1st hits, it's where he starts making his money. I don't know that. I think that he would want to get back on there. I know that he's talked about being with his children, being with his sons, and going and doing some things or some things that he wants to do. But he's definitely going to consult in some kind of role, because he's kind of like the person, you know, he just can't. Ed Orgeron sitting still is not a good mixture, and especially not in Baton Rouge. So I hope he does something. But no, I think that he'll do. Bill, from a defensive line perspective, he's too good of a coach not to do something. So even if he's not like in coaching per se, I certainly think he's going to be doing something in regards to college football.
All right. Here's what everybody wants to hear. Coaching candidates. Is there a preferred order at this point?
Everybody is asking me this, and Bill, I'm going to try to be as quickly as I can on this because this is so, you know how this can get.
Yeah.
Number one, and a lot of people here have been talking about the coaching candidates for LSU, and Bill, in my personal opinion, and I could be a homer and biased, I still think it's one of the top jobs in the country. Anybody saying that they know who it is and they have worked with Scott Woodward on this or any kind of things like that, Bill, it's just not true. There's only two people on God's earth right now, maybe three, that know what Scott Woodward's doing. Scott Woodward, Stephanie Rimpey, who is with Woodward at Washington, Texas A&M, and now LSU, and LSU's president, William Tate. Now, Bill, there's a very interesting dynamic here, and a lot of people have reported that William Tate, who's the first African-American president at LSU, would want this to be a legacy hire. Now, a lot of people are reporting that. Well, Bill, I can only go by based off of what my people have told me around the position that I'm in that is a state position. I don't believe William Tate is going to get involved in the sense of something like that, but I think we have a Mark Emmert type of at LSU type of situation. Bill, the thing that President Tate has said is that football, especially LSU football, is the front porch of this entire house that is that is Louisiana State University. So I think that he will be involved in helping Scott with anything that he needs. But I think it's your typical individuals. I think that Mario Cristobal is going to get that call. Lincoln Riley is going to get that call. Mark Stoops, Bill at Kentucky, I think we'll get that call. Lane Kiffin, they might poke around that bear and see what's going to go on. So any candidate that you think, I think that they'll do their due diligence. Mel Tucker has gotten a lot of smoke here lately because he's been on Saban's staff. He's been hired by Saban three times. He's been at LSU in 2000. He knows the area. He knows the community a lot. He made a lot of people like Mel Tucker when he was in Louisiana. And Bill, a bigger dark horse here in this race, and a lot of people are starting to talk about now, is Dave Aranda. So I don't think that we can name down one. I think that Scott is putting out severe smoke screens right now, like he did with Tony Vitello and this baseball coach, and then he goes and hires a guy like Jake Johnson. So the candidates to give you anything right now, Bill, I think would be foolish just in the sense of that I don't think that anybody knows.
It is a very attractive job. You can win national championships. I brought this up earlier. This is kind of getting off the beaten path. How many schools can you say out there can win a national championship realistically now, not just some dream, but you know you can do it in football, basketball, and baseball? LSU, you can say that.
Yeah, and Bill, I think that the fans here are spoiled with that. Now, you know, basketball has been the third tier, and I know a lot of programs don't understand that, you know, it's usually football and basketball. But Bill, winning is a culture here. And look, I think Ed would have still had time if he was, you know, he would have been 9-8 at 2 years after a national championship. I think if you don't have the off-the-field issues, he's still your coach. But, Bill, a lot of this has to do with on-the-field situations. Firing Bo Pelini, firing Scott Linehan, running off Dave Aranda, running off Matt Canada, and not winning. And so I think that there's a culture that's been built here because of two decisions. Number one, going and getting Skip Bertman to coach baseball. And number two, when LSU made the conscious decision to pay Nick Saban, the highest-paid coach, and giving him over $1 million for the first time in college football's history. And, Bill, I'm going to tell you something, and I know LSU's got a lot of money to pay out. Don't act like they don't have money, and they're not going to do something like that again. There's one thing that I know for certain from boosters and people that are, you know, that give a lot of money to the school, they are ready to hire a coach that can bring them back to the, I guess, the time and era of Nick Saban, because, Bill, the last two coaches at LSU football, Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. So take that for what it's worth. They're ready to go and get that guy, and money's not going to be an option like so many people think it is because LSU's got it.
Blake Ruffino with us. What do you see out of this football team the rest of the way?
Bill, I think that they have a realistic chance to go 8-4. Again, I've been beaten up severely on my show about talking about this offensive line. Bill, when you run good scheme, you can run the football. A lot of this is on Ty Grantham, I get it. But then you could also talk about Mark Stoops in Kentucky and how effectively they ran the ball. I don't want to hear that they back guys out in coverage. Bill, when you get physically dominated, you get physically dominated, period, point blank. So I think that they can control, you know, they have some injuries and they don't have a lot of depth. But last year in 2020, LSU played Florida and Ole Miss and they started getting on a roll. Bill, this year, Florida, we already know, they got Ole Miss this week. So can they start getting on a roll? I still don't believe they beat Alabama. But, Bill, the one thing about A&M, the A&M-LSU game, that's Ed Orgeron's last game at LSU. And when you get 18- to 21-year-olds that play with high emotion for their coach, it's going to get nasty. So I think that they have a realistic chance to be 8-1. And, Bill, they got the leading tackler in college football in Demone Clark. They're doing a lot of good things, and I think if they can find a way to win this weekend, they could be on a good path.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
AYS Sports, Bill, across the board. Go to YouTube, hit that subscription button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell. Bill, thank you for having me on, as always.
All right, Blake. Good job, man. Blake Ruffino every Wednesday. Pretty thorough right there. Coming right back. We're clear. We're clear all the way to the top of that last hour. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking at this crash here, and so is everybody else as they drive by 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. It's way over to the side. The traffic just crawling along down through here. There's also a crash that's been moved, but it's also slowing down that traffic, which is really heavy on 40 westbound at OHB. As you come in from Wilson County out through Mount Julian right now, that traffic on Belinda Parkway also getting busy. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
West Coast Sooner, out in Los Angeles. Bill, LSU is a top five job, period. Always thought it was Southern Cal, Ohio State, Florida, Alabama, LSU. Also tell that guy Lincoln Riley ain't going to LSU, so don't even entertain that noise. No, Lincoln, there are a few coaches who aren't leaving their college for another college. Lincoln Riley would be one. Ryan Day would be one. Nick Saban would be one. I don't see Dabo Swinney leaving. That'd be one. I don't think James Franklin's leaving. There's another one. Sark is not leaving Texas for another college job. Now, when I say this, this doesn't mean coach leaves to take a pro job, then comes back and ends up at another college. That's not the same category. I'm talking about straight from one college to the next. Dan Mullen is not leaving for another college. He's got the Florida gig. Kirby Smart is not leaving Georgia for any job out there. He's got the Georgia gig. West Coast Sooner, you left out Georgia. Georgia is absolutely one of the prime real estate coaching football locations. It is... You put me down at Georgia and let me recruit what I've got access to, I'll go play anybody, anytime, and my guys will be just as big and bad as anybody else out there. Yeah, I put Georgia in that category. Jim down at Jupiter. Bill, why do you say LSU can win a natty in basketball? I've seen the Dale Brown teams of the early 80s loaded with talent. Now, you also had Denny Crum's Louisville program with the Doctors of Dunk in 1980. And got to remember, Bobby Knight was way up back then, too. You had them in your way. Kentucky was good under Joe B. Hull for that stretch. Won the Natty in 78. But I've seen LSU. John Brady with Big Baby Davis got to a Final Four. LSU is a fantastic basketball location. Now, are they going to be better than Duke at their peak or teams like that? Maybe not, but you can still win a Natty there. I don't think it's as likely as you can win a Natty in football there, but it's doable. You got to remember LSU, and I know this was not Jim Dunn and Jupiter's point, but in football, they've done it over the last 20 years with three different head coaches. LSU is an incredible football coaching destination. Baseball, you can win Natties. We know that. And basketball. Now, basketball is kind of messy right now. And how that coach is still. He's, by the way, that coach is a 6'1" fiver. Went to school here. Went to Franklin Road Academy. Right down on Franklin Road. In case you're wondering. He's a local guy. But the LSU coach, how he's hanging on, I still don't know. Yeah, that one is interesting. But yes, I think you can. I absolutely think you can. RJ over in South Carolina. Bill, Blake didn't say Lincoln Riley would go to LSU. He said Woodward would reach out to everyone. Yeah, I mean, and that's what, who was, oh, yeah. Bruce Feldman is the one who put that out, and Bruce is a very reputable college football reporter. Bruce Feldman is not a, let me take a random batch of spaghetti and throw it against the wall, let's see what sticks. That's not the way he works. He is a reputable, well, hard-nosed college football reporter. And he basically just said Scott Woodward will not be afraid to reach out to anybody. Well, good. LSU's that kind of job. Yeah, he's got to. It's the LSU job. Major moves over in West Biscayne, Virginia. Bill, let me throw out an out-of-the-box name. What about Pat Narduzzi? Would that work? Well, I don't think they're going to reach out to him. No. And he's doing a pretty good job. But no, I don't see that happening. Don't see that going on right now. Josh, Bill, TTUN is not a top five coaching job. Bunch of bombs up there. Michigan is a top 10 job, I would think. It's still a huge brand. Recruits still like Michigan, even when they lose repeatedly and for many, many years in a row to Ohio State. Recruits still like Michigan. So it's a good job. Is it a top five job? No. No. You've got your recruiting real estate advantages like Georgia, like Florida, etc. Now, you may say, Bill, well, what about Alabama? Well, Alabama is not the most populated state, but it is easily the most prideful football, college football now, college football state in America. And there's several of them, but you can't top Alabama. And look, you may say Alabama, the state of Alabama, is not Florida. It's not Texas. It's not California. It's not Georgia. It's not. But it's loaded with talent. And we were just talking, some of these, the class coming up, 22, 23, there are five stars all over the place in the state of Alabama. I mean, shockingly, with their population base, the number of quality recruits they put out is amazing. And the other thing about Alabama is Alabama has such a historic brand recognition. No other school in America has Alabama's depth when it comes to brand recognition. No other school can come close to Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. I can take you back to the 60s, and I know recruits today aren't worried about the 60s. It's not what I'm trying to say. But brand recognition, nobody has the might and the power of Alabama when it comes to brand recognition and going out and selling your football program. Nobody comes close to Alabama. And they're in a really good state. No, it's not Florida or Texas or Georgia, but it's a really good state. But they can go into those states and get five stars too. They can go into Texas, they can go into Florida, they can go into Georgia, and they can get Johnny Five Star. They can go into New Jersey and get Johnny Five Star. Doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter. They can go anywhere. And that's a little bit different. But yes, back to Josh. Michigan, I think, is a top 10 job. It's not a top 5 job. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment right there. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, I'd be willing to bet a large amount of money that LSU doesn't win a natty in basketball over the next 10 years. Probably never will in our lifetimes. Might not. Yeah, might not. But you can there. Yeah. I've watched them assemble talent. LSU can assemble crazy basketball talent. And I first noticed that in the early 80s with Dwayne Scales and that group. Rudy Macklin. Remember, they got Rudy Macklin out of Louisville. Dale Brown went into Louisville and got Rudy Macklin from Denny Crum and Joe B. Hall. Got to remember, during that period of the early 80s, Louisville and Kentucky were national superpowers. Both won natties. 1980 Louisville, 1978 Kentucky. Kentucky had several teams after that good enough. Underachieved. They got what? It was at 83-84. They got to the Final Four and then got to that Georgetown game and didn't score at all in the second half. Literally. Just fell to pieces. Louisville won it again in 86. Dale Brown went into Louisville, the city of Louisville, and got a first-team Johnny Five-Star All-American basketball player, Rudy Macklin. I've had Dale Brown on the show. Now, this is back in the satellite days. And I had on Denny Crum. And I don't remember the exact story there, how Louisville got, but Dale Brown pulled that off. I'm sure there were some shenanigans. I mean, that goes on everywhere in basketball recruiting. But yes, that actually happens. Irish Bill. And you know what? I should have asked Blake. I didn't even think of this. Walker Howard, LSU commit. Now, again, you got to remember, that's the son of LSU quarterback, former quarterback, Jamie Howard. Is taking an unofficial visit to Notre Dame this weekend. Bill, do you read anything into this? I don't. Now, again, I understand in recruiting, lots of different things can happen. He's an LSU legacy. Whoever the new coach is, and we don't know who that's going to be, obviously, will immediately go to him and re-recruit him. I would think that would be a very difficult person to sway. Now again, I'm not there behind the scenes with this kid, but just in general, I would think that would be a tough one. And we'll see. But look, when the new guy gets to LSU and he starts assembling his staff, remember, the energy is up real high. The new guy is selling the heck out of the program. Recruits are responding. Normally, recruits respond positively. Normally now. And they will at LSU. LSU's a big name. I would think that an LSU legacy like this would be very difficult to actually get to sign somewhere else. We'll see. Rod at Buckeye in Texas. And by the way, Notre Dame Southern Cal this weekend. Actually, that is that's Saturday night. Yeah, I think that's a 6:30 game. Now, is that an NBC game or what? Where's that game at? I know it's in South Bend. I mean, but who's broadcasting? Is that an NBC game? I haven't looked yet. You folks, somebody bean count that for me. Let me know. Rod a Buckeye down in Texas. Bill, does LSU bring in a coordinator to become the head coach? Oklahoma and Ohio State both hired a coach with no head coaching experience. Would LSU do that? Well, no. You got to remember, Oklahoma had Lincoln Riley on the staff. Bob Stoops was a heavy endorser of Lincoln Riley. And Ryan Day was on the staff. Urban Meyer was a heavy endorser of Ryan Day. You don't have anything like that here. Let me back up. One exception. Could somehow they end up with Joe Brady? Now, Joe Brady is an assistant. He's in the NFL. He's boy wonder. He was there when they won the Natty. He was the big reason behind that offense, meaning from a coaching point of view, from a coach point of view, that offense was so good, other than all the players they had and all the talent. I'm not talking about the talent. I'm not eliminating Joe Burrow. I'm talking about the coaching aspect of this. He was the reason. And I don't know that that's going to happen, but that would be the exception to the answer to your question. No. Scott Woodward is going to go after a head coach. For sure. Yeah, I don't see any other way around it. Anyways, interesting topic, though. Yeah, very interesting topic. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And if you do want to dial us up, the F&M Bank hotline this morning, 615-844-5600. Georgia Dog Bill, Georgia is actually two states. The state of Georgia and the transit state of Atlanta. Greater Atlanta is what, about 6-7 million people? Greater Atlanta is just massive. Think about just, if you just recruited that area, you could stock any roster in America. Anywhere. That's how good that is. All right, we'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. All lanes are back open on 40 westbound at Central Pike. That traffic's moving a lot better than it was a few minutes ago. Coming in from Wilson County there through Mount Julia. Again, that wreck is over to the side, 40 west there in Hermitage at Central Pike. Donaldson Pike near the interstate. We saw him working a wreck a few minutes ago. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Check it out at Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you. Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends, Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, 78 is the high for today. For tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, 20%, low 61. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Thursday night, cloudy, 51. Sunshine for Friday, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Apparently, JT Daniels is getting some reps. In practice, he's got that lat muscle injury at your back area. And he's been out for a few weeks here. Stetson Bennett's played so well anyways. But JT Daniels is... And I was reading this article. Kirby Smart used the term pitch count. His pitch count's going up. And they threw him some yesterday. Just casually in practice, not anything big, heavy reps or anything. But apparently he is getting better. Apparently that lat is on the mend. Now, what do they do? Griff tells us that ultimately he's skeptical, and maybe not the term he used, but it sounds like he's skeptical that Georgia could win the Natty with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. Actually, I kind of think they could. Now, could they win a shootout if it's all on his shoulders with an Ohio State or an Alabama? And again, you may say, well, Bill, shootout with that Georgia defense? Relatively speaking, yeah, that Georgia defense is so stout. But if it came down to Stetson Bennett having to be the man, could they ultimately win it on his shoulders? There's skepticism there. I tell you what, though, man, I'm hesitant to critique him. He has played so well. I know he's not a big prospect. I know that if he was walking down the street, you wouldn't notice him and say, hey, that's his quarterback right there now. That's a good-looking quarterback right there now. He doesn't pass all those measurements, right? But dude makes plays. He really does. And you got to remember, he's making plays with a bunch of new names. A bunch of new names that are emerging for Georgia. It's been, that's one of the most impressive things about Georgia this year is we talk about Clemson, for example. Clemson has had all this talent for these years. They've won natties. They've competed for other natties. So you just take it for granted. This year, the next man up has not been the next man up, right? At Clemson, whether it's the receiving core, whether it's the running backs, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's DJ at quarterback. Next man up has not been the next man up you expected. At Georgia, they've had a high hit rate of next man up with this group. That's one of the things that impresses me the most about Georgia's season so far. Josh, Bill, did you ever put out your OOP? Josh, I said it on the radio. Maybe you weren't able to hear the other day. I plagiarized your list. My week eight, I plagiarized yours. I took your paper and I cheated off of it. That's right. And the teacher doesn't even know. So we've got Tennessee, Alabama, number one. Now that's there. And again, Josh put this out. That's a nostalgia thing. That's not really a, I'm expecting a doozy of a matchup. That's paying homage to a game that used to really matter and a game that nowadays, and Tennessee fans, I know you don't like to hear this. I don't blame you. But Tennessee has not done anything to earn the right to this could be a good game. Now, I like what Coach Heupel has done here in year one to date. I'm impressed. They may get to six this year, which I think is pretty good considering the mess that Heupel and company walked into. But the Alabama-Tennessee game, y'all, ain't a thing. You want to dream about it a little bit, you can. But it ain't a thing. It's not been a thing for a long time, and it's all because of Tennessee. Sadly. So that game's in the one slot. Two slot, he's got the prophylactic posse, the Trojans, versus the Golden Domers. I'm good with that. That's a nostalgia one, too. That game hadn't been a thing, really. Since the Bush push, has this game really been a thing? I've watched it every year, but has it mattered much? Now, again, when I say has it mattered, it's got to matter for both teams. And I don't mean pride matters. I mean, actually, there's something riding for both teams on this game. He's got three LSU Ole Miss. I'm good with that. He's got, this one, Oklahoma State, Iowa State. That's a game. And then he's got the Duckies versus the Sissy Blue Shirts. That's a good list. Josh, I took that list and I simply stamped it and said, I'll take it. I'm going with it right here. Shannon up in South Bend. He's got the Trojans coming to town. Bill, I agree. Griff did not say that word yesterday. It's like back in the day, you'd be at church and your kids would be talking during the sermon and you would look over at them and say, shh. Same word? Griff basically said, bull, shh. That's not saying it. It's not saying it. Now, we've got, I told you, we've got Ipsy Terry. Got to edit that, though. We'll let you know when somebody says it. West Coast Sooner, Bill. Wide receiver, number two wide receiver, Luther Burden commits to Missouri. That's a former OU commit. Yeah, we were talking about him. Wasn't the question a couple of weeks ago about him in Georgia? I think so. All right. Let's get the break. Coming right back. Busted a couple of grapes this morning. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. All lanes are back open on 40 westbound at Central Pike. That traffic's moving a lot better than it was a few minutes ago. Coming in from Wilson County there through Mount Juliet. Again, that wreck is over to the side, 40 west there in Hermitage at Central Pike. Donaldson Pike near the interstate, we saw him working a wreck a few minutes ago. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the championship four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Couple of interesting tweets here about coaches. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. He's a Clemson fan. Says, Bill, we both know that Dabo's not going to LSU, but spoiled Clemson fans don't remember the post-Danny years. And they may want to do that, which would perhaps help them stop complaining. Post-Danny, you had Ken Hatfield. You had my boy, Tommy West. You had Tommy Bowden. And now you have Dabo Swinney. And actually, Hatfield had some pretty good teams in there. Tommy West pretty much underachieved. Tommy Bowden couldn't really get them past 8-4-ish. And it's taken Dabo. Took him a couple of years, too, but really got it going. And again, this year hadn't been the prettiest, but yeah. Clemson has returned to glory, but Topwater Assassin is right. Those are some lean years. Hatfield, Tommy West, Bowden. Am I leaving somebody out there? I don't think so. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Jeff, too. Now, here's another coaching note. Bill, there's pressure at LSU to make a slam dunk hire for obvious reasons, but also because of a reason Blake has mentioned before. Their last three coaching hires, LSU's last three hires, have all yielded a national championship. Nick Saban, Les Miles, Coach O. That right there, if you have any doubt about the prowess of what LSU can be, that right there backs it up. That's one of the most impressive stats out there. When you're winning it with various coaches in a compacted amount of time. I don't mean you won one back in the 40s and now you just won one in the 90s. And obviously those wouldn't be the same coaches, right? That's not what I'm talking about in a compact. What are we talking about? 03 to 19 is 16 years. Saban's and then Coach O's. In 16 years, you win three natties and three different head coaches. That is a phenomenal statistic. And tells you all you need to know about what you can do at LSU. Now, here's the other question, though. You always have to factor in, where's Alabama during this? In 03, Alabama is splashing around with what? Mike Shula, correct? So, obviously, they're not going to be right. In 07, you've got Nick's first year, and that was a big mess that he inherited. And then in 19, fair and square. I mean, all of them were fair and square. Don't misunderstand me. But that 19, remember, that was a big shootout game. LSU had the lead. Tua, on the first drive of the game, fumbles inside the 10. Scrambling around, just fumbles the ball. LSU scores a ton of points. Alabama scored a ton of points. Not enough, though. Lake Norman Buckeye. Isn't Mario Cristobal a Miami guy? Yes, played there. With that job potentially opening, would he prefer that or has Miami changed? Seems their administration is content to let their football program permanently fade. I wouldn't take that job. I'm Mario Cristobal. You can get a better job than that. Miami job is not the gig that it appears it should be. And again, they've got, you're talking about a compact amount of time. They won five natties between 83 and 01. They won five in 18 years. And they did it with various coaches, too. Led by, first and foremost, Howard Snellenberger. But Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson, and Larry Coker, for that matter. So four different head coaches and five natties in there. In an 18-year period, that's a ridiculous run. But that job is not that attractive these days. It's an attractive job, but not if you have your pick of things. Mario Cristobal, I'm not saying he's got his pick of any job. He doesn't. But his resume is pretty well off right now. But I wouldn't take that gig. Now, again, unless he just, I'm a Miami guy and I got to go home and love this place, and if anybody can do it, I can. I mean, under those emotions, maybe he would, but I don't think he would. Yeah, I don't think so. The Miami job is not what it is thought to be by some. Yeah, by some. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Mike Norvell has a huge opportunity. Yes, we blow this year, but the future can be very good. Florida, Clemson, and Miami are all down at the moment. He has to sign a big-time class here coming up. That's a good point. The Sunshine State right now, loaded with all its glorious recruits. Does not have a program that is taking advantage of it, meaning inside the state. Other schools are going in there taking advantage of it, but I'm talking about of the in-state historical powers, not one of them is taking advantage of this incredible opportunity with everybody else being down. All right, hour three is coming up. Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.